Počúvate SBS v slovenčine.
First of all, thank you very much for your time, Craig, and just a question, how are you feeling in this situation here in Melbourne? How are you coping?
Well, thanks, Andreas. Look, it's a very new time for everyone, whether you're in a business or personally, and one thing for sure, this is a new experience for everyone that's experiencing it. But I'm confident about the future. I think we'll eventually figure it out. And as long as people adhere to what the government's asking us to do to protect everyone else, I think it'll help everyone to do that. So probably no different to everyone else. Working long hours and trying to figure out what's the best for the future.
Exactly. And as we know, us tennis fanatics, and we love travel, we love going to tournaments, we love watching sport, and we all miss that. You also South African by origin, so I just wonder, because in South Africa there are some dramatic figures, how much family do you have there, and how are they doing?
Well, it's tough. My family is in South Africa, but my mother still lives on a family farm, so she's very isolated naturally, and my brothers live there, and my sister's in London, and then my wife's family's in the United States. So we're in all the countries where they've had real problems with, except Australia, been real problems with the infection rate. So, you know, but they hopefully they're staying healthy. I've had family that have already had positive tests and have had the coronavirus already, and they've all been okay. They've been lucky.
Wow.
But it's not easy for anyone.
That's right. And also, obviously, let's talk about the tennis, because I can't wait another Australian Open. This will be 31. Yeah. This year I did 30th, as you know. So next year is the 31.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
And I'm very also happy that my kids contributed as ball kids.
Record
number of 4 years, boy.
That's fantastic.
And the little one, I have a 10-year-old, he's looking forward to join very soon. So we are also a bit lucky in Australia that we are the only Grand Slam so far played this year. But as we know, United States, they want to play US Open starting end of next month. Now, what's your opinion? How realistic it is?
Well, they're going to make a final decision this week. And I think, I talk to them every couple of days. And they're very confident that they've got... enough biosecurity measures in place and quarantining methods in place, and I'm also confident that that they've done everything they possibly can to have the event. I mean, the big question will be, will enough players travel to New York to play? And I think there will be enough, and I hope there are. We would very much like the U.S. Open to go ahead. And I think, we've said that all along, that if a Grand Slam happens this year, it helps us, it helps us all learn about things that do work and things that don't work. And I'm pretty sure that if they decide this week to go ahead, which I think they're going to, then I think it'll be a good outcome for them. And a good outcome for tennis, because we're going to be able to pick up some of the techniques that they've used and that made them successful and learn from it. So hopefully we have good news this week.
That's right. One guy already tried something in Serbia, we know, and that was criticized, but this is official. Obviously, the biggest loss is the crowd at the US Open. There is a French Open planning to go ahead. Wimbledon, as we know, completely cancelled as the only one, but they got paid insurance money. So my question is, because you have announced that Australia doesn't have any more insurance for the next future, so how confident you are for January?
Well, we're planning for an event with crowds, and it'll just be to what extent and how many crowds that we get. And I think there will be social distancing requirements, and But our plan is scenario two, which we've listed six scenarios previously. But this is scenario two, where we will have an event with crowds, but it won't be the same crowds we've ever had before. They'll be smaller crowds, and depending on where we are in January, it'll be how much smaller they would be, and what kind of physical distancing requirements we're going to have. But we're pretty confident that we'll have an event with some form of crowds. They probably won't be international. They'll be primarily from Melbourne, from Victoria, from interstate, and potentially some from New Zealand if we have opened the borders by then with New Zealand, which could be likely. I think the US Open are going ahead next month with no crowds, broadcast only. The French are saying they're having crowds, but they'll have to work through what that looks like, and we'll be very much similar to them in January.
Right, but given what happens in Victoria only, all other states look pretty good. Is there any consideration to move Australian Open from Melbourne?
No, there's none. We don't have. We're very happy with what we have in Victoria, and we've got a great plan for Melbourne Olympic Park, and it hasn't crossed our mind about moving the Australian Open.
That's right. Also, there are construction works going ahead still. How are they progressing?
Well, we didn't stop building. There was a new function center was scheduled for completion, which it will be. A new show court with 5,000 seats, which will be more than halfway complete, and it was all scheduled to be done by January 2022, which is still on schedule. And we have a lot of new things that our fans will be able to see in January 2021. It's unfortunate that we're not going to have all of our massive the fans get to enjoy it like they did before. But hopefully by the time we get to 21, we'll have an event. By the time we get to 22, we're close to more of a normal environment than we've had before, hopefully.
Right. With the reduced numbers in New York and some competition not played at all, how confident you are that we can play every event we plan like usual?
Yep, it's a good question. We're planning on all the events, the ATP Cup, the Hobart International, the Brisbane International, or the ATP Cup in Perth, in Sydney, Brisbane, and Adelaide International, and in Canberra International, and then, of course, coming into Melbourne for the Australian Open. We plan on playing all those events, all in the leading events, and we look forward to each of those cities hosting these major global events, and that's part of our strategy of bringing the best players in and all the players in early, and that'll be likely in December and January when we have a quarantine bubble here in Melbourne.
Right. Craig, considering all your experience and the years done, having these bushfires this year, now COVID, how much stress it is and new things to cope?
Well, I was telling someone yesterday, actually, we set up a crisis management team in January because of all the challenges we have with the bushfires and the smoke, and it was very unexpected to have that amount of smoke in the city that we had them, and we're very fortunate to be able to get through and then also play our part in supporting the Australian community when it came to really making our contribution as a global tennis community. But little did we know that 2-3 months later, we would be thrust right into COVID-19 and having to have that crisis management team continue to work even today all the way through. So never would have expected it. But unfortunately, this is the reality and we have to work with what we got.
How much impact or damage would be if that event, Australian Open, would have to be cancelled completely, like Wimbledon?
Yeah, we're not expecting it. Us and Wimbledon, as you mentioned earlier, did have pandemic insurance, but both of our insurance runs out this year. If we had the event cancelled, we won't get the major revenue stream for the sport and have to be creative on searching for other ways. But I'm confident we'll have some form of an event, and I don't think we'll be cancelling anything. And I'm pretty confident that we'll be in good place. And Victoria, we hope, and Melbourne particularly gets on top of this recent outbreak, and we can stabilize it, and everyone does the right thing. Because if everyone does the right thing, you know, it's going to protect not only the health of our population, but also the economic climate. So that's very important for us. But we're not, even though we've got a scenario of not having an open in our planning stages, it's not something we're working on, because it's not something we're predicting.
That's right. Obviously, do you have any figure already, any number, how much Australian Open did bring to Victorian economy this year?
Yes, over $320 million of direct economic impact. And that's a direct impact on the economy, so it's fairly significant. We've been consistently over that 300 million mark each year, and that's just in 2 weeks. There's no event can compare to that impact in 2 weeks. I think we're excited about getting back to that point, and it may not be in 2021, but we'll, in the next several years, get back up there. And we had a pretty aggressive plan to surpass that and reach new heights. But unfortunately, with coronavirus, it's going to be a bit more challenging. But still, our goal is to have an event and keep building from there.
Right. As I mentioned before, you used to travel a lot, but now you probably in contact with all the major players, and Australian Open is a very favorite event. So these players, considering what happens in America, they must be very happy to start the season in Australia. And our situation, apart from Victoria, is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. With a lot of feedback we get from the players, they're excited about coming down. Keep in mind that most of them come from the Northern Hemisphere, and it'll be cold and rainy and wintry up there, and they want to come down to a nice summer climate with the sun shining. And I'm pretty confident that players will come down early and want to manage their own quarantine time when they're down here, train, prepare, and then play all their matches, mostly in January. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to be in a good position by then.
Right. Every year there used to be official launch of Australian Open around mid-October, I remember. So what time frame we have this year? When do you announce what's going to happen in 2021?
We're still planning on being on the same date, but depending on where we are in the next month, the end of August, beginning of September, we'll make that decision, final decision. But we're still planning around mid-October to be able to share with everyone all the details on the event and the excitement about January. And hopefully we have, in Victoria and in Melbourne, a very low infection rate, and we've got on top of all the challenges.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. We wish you very, very luck. We can't wait, as I said, that we're missing sport, we're missing crowds, we're missing competition.
Yeah. We all want to get back to it sooner than later, and I know that you're anxious to get your family back home. And I think it's good for... good for sport and good for our community when everyone starts to feel positive about being reminded about what once was and how much we enjoyed it. But I'm confident we'll eventually get there. It'll just be a bit of a journey. So as long as everyone plays their part, that's going to be the big key.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Thanks, Andre.
Thank you. So stay in touch. I look forward for good news.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
You take
Good
care.
Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
Páči sa mi? Zdieľajte, komentujte, sledujte SBS v slovenčine na Facebooku.